and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 18. Hi, who's here getting spooky after spooky season? Raise your hand. All right, cool. I'm going to get back into reading what I started doing in the beginning. And it's Scorpio season, so I'm going to tell you who a Scorpio is. And I will be pulling this from ZodiacSign.com. Scorpios are passionate and assertive people with determination and focus you rarely see in other zodiac signs. They will turn to in-depth research to reach the truth behind anything they find important. Great leaders and guides, Scorpios are resourceful, dedicated, and fearless when there is a challenge to be overcome. They will hold on to other people's secrets, even when they aren't very fond of them to begin with, and do anything they can for those they tie themselves to. All right, there you have it. There's a Scorpio for you. Do you know a Scorpio? Are you a Scorpio? I mean, sounds pretty good to me. So let's move on. Let's get on to these stories today because I'm ready.
This comes from fun-hawk-9742 on Reddit.
I'll start off by saying that I've experienced strange happenings throughout my whole life. They are usually nothing scary, just unnerving. Here's a list of past experiences. My childhood home was not anything special. Just a run-of-the-mill shotgun house that had been added on to over the decades by the previous owner. There was always the feeling of being watched, like someone was looking through the windows at you. All the time. You would hear someone walk upstairs to the bedrooms, which was an attic converted to a pair of bedrooms. My mom was violently pushed down the stairs to the basement and ended up badly injured. You always just felt unwelcomed in the basement. Lights would all burn out at once. You would always hear noises down there and never dared to investigate. The animals that stayed, we had many that just ran away, would never go upstairs or downstairs. Then, there was the shadow. As I was brushing my teeth, I happened to look in the mirror and it just stood there, maybe 3 feet behind me, and never moved. That was my last night in the house, ever. In my first place, I shared it with 2 roommates. All of us would get our ears flicked, and we would hear somebody walk into the kitchen. My cat wouldn't just walk down the stairs. They would jump from the banister 7 feet to the lower level. In the first place I ever lived alone, the feeling of being stared at from the bedroom was so bad, I couldn't even sleep in the bedroom. Anyone who came over would ask me to close the door since they felt uncomfortable with it open. My TV, stereo, and computer would all turn on by themselves. Friends, they did not believe what I told them, that were staying with me, closed their dogs in that bedroom for some reason. When I got home, the dog was terrified and had shredded the bedroom door. Much later on, I was living with my wife and infant son in a different apartment. At this point, I was working the night shift, and my wife would call me just about every night hysterical, as she could see shadows moving past the door. The door was closed, but the light was on. And we would also both catch things in our peripherals. There was a long period when I didn't experience much, except a few vivid dreams, and a single night of waking up in the middle of the night, too terrified to open my eyes. Cut to the present. I've lived in the same house for 9 years, with nothing out of the ordinary happening until recently. I've started hearing someone walking around at night. I've been hearing my name called and my wife's voice when she's not home. My dog is terrified to leave our bedroom at night, and that feeling of being watched is back. I'm typing this late at night, listening to the walking. I needed to vent and ask for options, as I am at my wit's end. Well, shoot. I hate that for them. I wonder if maybe they have like a gift and maybe they're some kind of medium or I don't know. They can just sense things and these spirits know that, or maybe they have an attachment. I don't know, but like now, like why after 9 years of being in the same house has something happened? Granted, I will say that when my parents' house became kind of paranormally active, how the hell would you say that? I don't know. We had lived in that house for at least a few years or so, and then things started happening. So again, I don't know like why it happens, but it just happens. And if anybody has any advice for this person, let me know, let them know. And we're just gonna go ahead and move on to the next one.
This comes from Basic_Spook on Reddit.
I work at a psychiatric hospital, and I've always believed that that population is most susceptible to demonic oppressions and possession. Today, a visibly psychotic patient looked at me and said, "Demons aren't always a bad thing." Meanwhile, minutes before, I was thinking about how many patients I have encountered that actually may be possessed. I'm wondering if some people have an easier time detecting oppression / possession than others, or if anyone has any similar experiences. Okay, ew. Did anybody else picture this as a horror movie where that person like looks at you all crazed and is like,
"Demons aren't always a bad thing"?
Is that what you pictured? Because that's what I pictured. Anyhow, those short ones, yeah, they're short, but they're also kind of fucking scary sometimes, okay? Okay, all right. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you have any short, sweet, simple, or long paranormal experiences, stories, all the things, let me know. Share them on my Reddit. Share them in my email. Tell your friends and family. A lot of you guys had said that you're excited for me to get back into the birthday reads. I didn't realize they were a hit. So I will get back to those. Although a lot of you also said that you really enjoyed the Halloween theme thing. So, you know, I'm here to please everybody if I can. I'm doing my best. I'm just here to give you a spook. And apparently myself too, a spook. Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.